Paradox of Christian Kindness, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on. For that nightlight is out of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, the Apostle Paul speaking. He says, "And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." There is an inscription on the wall of a ministry to the broken, rejected untouchables in Calcutta, India. And that poem is this. It's the Anyway poem. "People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and make some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you have got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and your God. It was never between you and them anyway. In a world where kindness is often met with skepticism and sincerity with cynicism, it can be challenging to live out the Christian call to love and forgiveness. Yet this poem by Kent M. Keith, though not about scripture per se, resonates with the teachings of Christ and its encouragement to persevere in goodness regardless of the world's response. As believers, we're called to a higher standard, one that mirrors the character of Christ. The poem echoes the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus taught us to love our enemies and do good without seeking reward. This devotion isn't about immediate gratification of earthly approval, but rather the eternal perspective of pleasing God. The acts of kindness, honesty, and generosity mentioned in the poem are not a means to an end, but the ends in themselves. They are expressions of a heart transformed by God's love, a testament to the work of the Holy Spirit within us. When we forgive and show kindness and continue to build despite opposition, we're not just acting in defiance to human nature, we're living the divine nature bestowed upon us through Christ. In the end, our journey is not about the accolades or acknowledgement from those around us. It's about our relationship with God. As the poem concludes, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. This is a profound truth and should liberate us to live boldly, love radically, and give generously, knowing that our reward is not in man's recognition, but in God's affirmation. So let's take a heart and be encouraged. Give the world the best we've got anyway, for in doing so, we reflect the best of our Creator who gave us His very best in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Mighty Father God, I thank you that you gave your very best to me, and I pray that you'd help me to continue to give my very best, even in spite of the setbacks, wounds, slings and arrows of this current godless age that we're in, and those that are controlled by this world system. Help me, God, to choose to follow you no matter what they do. Help me to live at the level you've called me to no matter what the rest of the world does. Help us, God, to choose wisely and well that we might be pleasing in your sight, and we might hear those words one day, "Enter into my rest, thou good and faithful servant." In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.